Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Full Coverage, the podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Difficult Eyes Hadfield.
In the house.
In the house. Actually, in your house.
In my house.
In your house, in case you care, you don't, it's fine. And I am the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk, coming at you with a bit of a cold, apparently.
Yeah.
Been on a plane.
It's that time of the year.
It is that time of the year. Yeah. Came on a plane, sat next to a very attractive Brazilian gentleman called Felipe.
Nice.
Yeah. It always makes the flight go easier, doesn't it? And then I got to the other end and Jeff is texting me going like, did you have a good flight? I'm like, I did, yeah.
I always get the smelly person or the person that wants to talk all the way through and I'm like, headphones.
Felipe did want a chat, headphones. Which was slightly unfortunate. We left Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta, people. But we left Atlanta at 11:20 in the morning, which is 8:20 LA time.
Oh, so time.
And he drank an entire bottle of red wine in the first hour of the flight. So then he had a chat, then he had a nap, and then it was fine. But anyway,
there
Felipe
we go.
Felipe didn't care about Full Coverage Podcast, but you do.
You do, and we're thankful for that.
Thank you so much, everyone. We've been having the best time chatting to everybody on social medias lately. If you aren't already, please go to Facebook and join our Full Coverage Facebook group. If you go to our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. You will be able to find the group there, and we have to add you because we don't want people coming to talk about makeup that don't really want to come and talk about makeup. So it is a closed group. It's closed with love.
And we've had so many of you like chatting on there and hanging out, which is really nice.
Yeah,
so we're
best.
Loving the makeup chats that are going on there. So for any other makeup lovers, get yourself over to Facebook.
Yeah, do it. Do it now. Well, not now. Listen to this. Then do it.
Then do it.
Amazing. Some new news?
We've got a lot of new news. And I know we always say that, guys, but obviously with the run up to the big C, Christmas
time.
And we've got Thanksgiving here in the States and lots of other holidays going on. Naturally, the gifting premise is upon us.
It's here.
Gifting is everywhere.
It is now.
So we have a lot of new news, and we're going to talk more about, we've got Black Friday sales coming up, we've got Cyber Monday coming up. So we're kind of going to give you the lowdown on how to approach the madness.
Buy it all. Buy everything.
Don't buy it all. Don't listen to Harry.
Don't listen to your mom. Don't listen to your dad. Don't listen to your boyfriend. Don't listen to your bank manager. Buy everything.
I think we're like, you know when you have like the angel and the devil on your shoulder? I'm the angel that's like, you don't need that. And Lindsay's like, buy it.
It's shiny. It's so shiny.
You know you want it.
If you want it, I mean, who's going to spoil you if you don't spoil yourself?
See, I'm like, get a tester and take it home first before you purchase the full
thing. But what if you go
thing?
Back and it's sold? Out. See, this is, yeah, I have
this
to
is
stop.
Literally us on someone's shoulder. It's a nice little montage for you there.
I feel like someone's gonna be walking around Sephora going like, I can hear them.
I've got Harry and so Lindsay sorry. On my shoulders.
Yeah, that would be, I've put some weight on, so that would weigh you right up down.
Me too after this weekend. God, that. I've eaten so much. Oh,
but how happy are you?
And I've just eaten pecan pie, so yeah.
Living all of the dreams.
All the dreams.
I'm gonna kick us off with our new news from MAC. So we know MAC do a lot of collections, a lot of collaborations.
Possibly the most.
Possibly the most
of any beauty brand.
This is the first one in a while I've been really excited about.
Yeah, I love the promo.
Yeah, and this is a collection with Patrick Starr.
Yeah.
Instagram makeup artist extraordinaire. I mean, he's so transcended that now. He's so beyond the
he's
YouTube,
beyond
Instagram
that, yeah.
Area. I really like him. I've seen him at a few events. I've seen him talk a bunch of times. I love his approach to beauty. Yeah. I love his you do you attitude.
Yeah.
I was really curious. I assumed he would do something at some point. Mm. And I'm really happy that it's with MAC. There's something about it that's made me really happy.
It feels like a good fit.
Yeah. And it feels like, and this sounds patronizing and I don't mean it to because I think he's amazing, but it like legitimizes him in a way that other YouTubers have done collaborations with maybe not quite so prominent brands.
Yeah.
And I love that he's been embraced by I mean, basically the
Don,
like the biggest
makeup of makeup artists.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I love that it's happening. I think the products look really interesting and great. I know they announced it first with the setting powder, and I was a bit
that was the one I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I feel like there's like, more to you than this old pat.
Yeah, especially when he was wearing like a shiny sequiny dress. I was like, setting powder. Yeah, I'm expecting like, a bit more glitz.
Bake your concealer, bitches. And then like when they announced the full range launch, I'm like, oh, this is very interesting. But it still looks all very wearable. I'm really excited to get my mitts on it, and as soon as we get some, we will talk to you about it. But I was really happy. I'm really happy for him. Yay, Patrick. And I'm really happy for Mac. So yay everyone on that one.
Yep. So the one I think, and I don't know about you, Lindsay, that I've been asked about the most probably since we did our last episode has to be Gigi Hadid for Maybelline.
From one end to the other.
From one end to the other. I mean,
that sounds horrible. And I probably meant it to.
I mean, yeah, what can we say? I feel like, you know, I did watch a few YouTube reviews and I tried to like make my own executive decision. But I mean, let's first start with talking about the Liquid Strobe Illuminator. Yep, she gets 10 points for the packaging. I feel like everyone's loving this whole nude packaging.
Fenty. I've got some Fenty stuff with me actually, and it's practically the same color. It's very KKW beauty, very Fenty, that very beigey millennial
following
pink.
A trend.
I like the concept of it too, that she'd done this East Coast, West Coast. So it's like laid back West Coast, glam East Coast.
Yeah.
Even though it's a bit cliche, and we can be glam or laid back on either coast. Thanks, Gigi.
But this was like, I mean, this is, so you've got liquid. The liquid strobe is nothing.
It's nothing.
And I don't like to slag off product. I don't like to be negative. It's almost that thing, if you've not got anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Don't say it at all.
But I don't want you guys to waste money on this because there are some things that I think are okay. But this, I put it on my hand and at first it comes out really pinky. So you're like, oh, cool. Okay, there's going to be like that nice halo effect. It disappears into nothing.
Do you know what I don't like? If you don't, I know you don't like slagging off products, bad or otherwise. do you know what I don't like? Being told a product is a strobe product and then finding out I'm just wiping cream on my face.
But it started positive. That's what I'm so
see,
confused
on
about.
You, I feel like you got the pinkiness because you've got a much more olivey, darker
Maybe.
Skin tone than me. On me, I put it on my face and there was nothing there.
But it still went to nothing. I'm looking at my hand now, comparing it
to the
other hand.
I mean, but at least
hand,
you started out with hope.
And there's nothing. So I'm so confused. I'm like, what is it?
But even if it were a primer, if it's an illuminating primer, it doesn't illuminate and it doesn't feel nice on the skin. So that, to me, was a disaster. And there are a couple of other shades in that formulation in her range. I mean, it's a big old collection. There's a lot of colours and a lot of products.
But it's also worth mentioning that there are products that already exist in the Maybelline line that you are paying a little bit of a markup just for the Gigi Hadid packaging. Yes. So be warned.
Well, and not just for the packaging, because they're paying that money to Gigi
Hadid. For the name. Yes,
and
exactly.
I don't want to say anything because she might be an absolute delight, but guys, she doesn't need that money in her pocket as much as you do. So please.
Yeah,
think twice.
I mean, you know, the eyeshadows are okay. I mean, it's Maybelline, and I think like drugstore Maybelline products.
There's
a lot
Maybelline
of products that
I
love.
Really like. Yeah,
that, I mean, I love their 14-hour lipstick. I like their
I tried
cushion foundation.
Two of the lipsticks. I love their cushion foundation.
That's amazing.
I had that as a highlight one week. I think.
And the Age Rewind Concealer.
Oh my god, my all-time favorite under eye concealer.
Right,
yeah. And I did try two of the lipsticks. I tried, I think, Taryn, I want to say the color was, which was an orangey pinky red, which was the matte formulation. And it did nothing for me shade wise, but I didn't have a problem with the formulation.
Yeah.
To say any further than there are mattes I prefer.
Well,
but I didn't have an issue with it as a drugstore matte. And then I tried the nude, which I can't remember the name of, but I'll list it in the show notes. Yeah. And I did, that was quite nice. It wasn't the perfect nude for me. And we all know with a nude, you've got to get it just right or it will wash you out. But that felt lovely.
Well, and I think my thing is, I'm looking here at the, I believe it's the,
you've got the
Jet Set
palette.
Which is a weighty piece.
This is a meaty palette and it's a meaty product and it's $30 retail price in the US, which is not inexpensive. And for Maybelline, it might be Maybelline's most expensive product ever. It must be. And it's the same millennial pink. So I have had a massive play with this. And
there's one shade of concealer.
There's one shade of
that
concealer,
really
which thankfully was my shade. Which was great for me, terrible for every other human. Is this meant to be? Yes. Oh yeah, that top shade is the concealer.
I'm not going to be funny. It's ruling out a lot of skin tones very quickly.
I would even say that probably rules out Gigi Hadid's skin tone because it was perfect for me. There's a top concealer that's very, very pale. And I was able to use that sort of almost as a foundation touch-up. I'm trying to see what they call it. Yeah, she calls that concealer light. Then there's a concealer medium below that, which I was able to use as an under-eye colour corrector, but it was very greasy. It slid around.
Yeah, it feels quite old school. Like, it doesn't feel like a modern formula.
Then there are two lip colours. There is a nude and a pink. I actually love the pink. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I like everything apart from the concealer. Get rid of the concealers, Gigi, and give us two more really nice blush colours or eyeshadows.
Well, get rid of the concealers. Get rid of the world's worst blush
ever.
And lip and eyeshadow brush.
That's like what you get in a kid's toy.
Well, and you've beat me to the
punch. I've gone to town a bit, haven't I?
No, I've been so ready to lay into this because I was so excited to get my hands on it. I was in the desert a couple of weeks ago. I was in out near Palm Springs. There's an Ulta and they just got them out of the box. And I was stood next to a woman going, give me.
You're always the one next to the poor woman in the store being like, get them away. Just load up my basket.
Just taking it. She was so excited. She's like, oh, you're excited. I'm so excited. We were all so excited. And then when I got home and I was like, right, I want to use it with the brushes, with the tools included. Mm. I was able to get a really pretty eye look with the eyes. There's a nude vanilla-y type color, then a very light brown, then a warm cocoa brown, and then a black.
Yeah, the shades.
But I would take the black out because you need a black eyeliner. You don't need a black powder shadow. Mm. I would swap that out for something more wearable. The blusher, which is a neon coral, looks good on no one.
Do you know what, actually? I'm gonna step in it because I like that color, but the texture for me is like chalk. Like when you slide your finger through it,
it's so powdery.
It changes.
I swatched it with the blusher brush included, which is, as we've mentioned, the world's worst blusher brush. And it kicked up all over my cushion on my sofa, and I had to wash my cushion cover. So thanks for that, Gigi. You owe me a wash.
Don't do brushes if they're not going to be good ones.
It's neon coral. It's incredibly powdery, and it's so narrow. What is that, like a centimeter? Depth. You can't get a brush into it.
No, not unless you squidge the brush together.
You can't get a regular brush into it, so it's impossible to use. Then there's the contour, which is bigger than the blush. There's more contour than blush, so we know where Gigi is.
I mean, I know contour's having a moment, but...
Yeah, but come on.
No one needs that much contour.
And then the highlight is just all glitter.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about my glittery highlight, but it just is glitter. I'm so disappointed. And to your point of saying it looks like a kid's makeup box, when I was playing with it, I was like, this is Barbie's first makeup box.
Yeah.
It feels like Barbie makeup. And it's cardboard packaging, which for $30 and for Maybelline, sure, fine. But it made me so mad. I think it's such a ripoff. I have huge, huge, huge issues with this palette. I might be more angry about this palette than anything else I've ever been angry about.
She's fired up, listeners.
I know. I've got a cold. I've taken Dayquil and I'm ready to go.
I mean, you know, let's point out there is one standout. I feel like we've just slated that.
Oh my God, you guys, there is one thing and I really
like
it.
There's one thing though, in the collection, that Fair Play is really good. And I think if you really want to get your money on something from the collection, it's not going to be the most exciting or the most pretty packaging, but it is the gel eyeliner, which is like a black coal pencil.
Yep. I'm wearing it right now. You guys can't tell because this is a podcast and that would be weird. But I've been wearing this all day. I've been testing it out for hours and hours and hours, and I really, really love it. So it is, it's the gel eyeliner. It's in a pencil. It reminds me so much of the Marc Jacobs Blacker pencil from the gel highliners. The pigment is insane. It is the blackest black pencil going because it's not, you know, it's not coal. It's proper gel pencil, and it is a real legit gel pencil. Yep. I'm so impressed by it. You can smudge it if you get in there
away. I was going to say, you have to be quick.
Yep, get in there right away and smudge, which is what I did, and made a smudgy eye with it, which was really pretty. And then I tight lined with the same pencil and went over my lash line with the same pencil, and it sets.
Yeah,
And then it doesn't move. And I'm so impressed. I cannot believe how subpar everything else in the range is when this is so good, because I am going to go back and buy all the other pencils because I think they're fantastic.
Yeah,
but that palette, and given, think about how quickly it sold out.
I just think from the get-go I knew this wasn't going to be for me. Just the fact that there's two concealers, why do that?
Like, no,
if you're just don't do concealers if you're only going to offer
it's like
consumer
the fancy,
two colors,
the fancy Armani holiday palette that comes out every year, which I really wanted to get my hands on and really wanted to tell you guys about. But it's, again, it's got a concealer in the it's got a concealer in a palette that you want me to pay $100. It's even £100.
The only time I've ever loved concealers in palettes was when Bob Bobbi Brown did the face palettes where it had a matching powder, your foundation stick color, the corresponding concealer,
but you had
two
options.
Shades of concealers, and you could choose your palette
this
for
is
your
the
skin
thing.
Tone.
That's what's crazy. The Whenever person. There's one option, and that yeah. option is Lindsay.
What happens if you get a tan?
I mean, I won't. But they also, I don't care. I know I buy a lot of makeup industry, but please don't base your entire product development for palettes around me, because I can't buy everything.
Well, she'll have a go at
I'm
it, though.
I'm trying. But like, I don't know if you know this, but there are a lot of women with a lot of different other skin tones. And yeah. I quite frankly, at this point, find it offensive when that isn't addressed. And I find that palette offensive.
Well, and it's hard to promote something that's only catering to one skin tone. So yeah. for me... Get the eye pencil.
Have a crack at the lipsticks.
Let's let the negativity go.
Let's let it go. Just embrace this pencil. It's
embrace
bloody
the
great.
Pencil. We should have started with the positive, and then like, but it would have all gone downhill.
Even like the hollow printing on it. It's yeah. just very nice.
Well, lovely bit of pencil. What we got next, Lindsay? What else is on your news?
So this is just a mention so that you can get it in your ready to click on this when it goes on sale. I know I keep saying I'm not going to buy any Fenty Beauty and then like being obsessed with all my Fenty Beauty products. I've lived and died by those matchsticks.
Yeah,
I can't get enough of them. I've bought more. I've bought like two of the darker shimmery shades that I guess are highlights for darker skin to use as eyeshadows.
Oh, nice.
Which inspired by their Instagram, because their Instagram is excellent. And I fully recommend everyone go and check out Fenty Beauty on Instagram. I sort of light it with me to Atlanta. It was like 5 matchsticks.
Nice.
And I was golden. It was so good. So now that I've come back around to core range, still not comments by holiday, Ree, but that's okay. But they've got a new lip product coming out. Fenty are coming out with a lip paint. They're very cleverly not calling it a liquid lipstick. They don't want to incur the wrath of difficult eyes. So it's a lip paint, and the first color, I think the range is going to be called Stunner. I think it's Stunner Lip Paint.
Okay.
And then the red has a name because they're going to roll out a whole range of colors. But they're coming out with this Firecracker Red, which will launch on November 23rd.
Okay.
So ready yourself.
Ready for your gifting.
It does look beautiful. I've seen it on a load of skin tones, again on Instagram. Everyone's going crazy for it. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm back on a red lip at
back
the minute.
Back on a red lip.
Right on a red
I always
lip.
Love a red lip. Yeah. I might not wear it for ages, but when I do again, I'm like, there's a reason I always come back to
Same.
This.
Yeah. yeah. I did one the other weekend and was like, oh, look at you. I remember
all dressed
you.
Up.
Yeah, I felt dead fancy. So I'm like really excited about that.
Nice. Yeah. Well, there's a new concealer. On the loose.
Watch out, you guys.
It's in Sephora. It is from Urban Decay. So some of you may already know of the All Nighter Foundation, which is very popular. The All Nighter Setting Sprays, I absolutely love. So they have brought out the All Nighter Waterproof Full Coverage Concealer. Now, this comes in, wait, mass, 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's doing
wait, actually,
counting.
I'm now like, I'm concentrating, so I'm like, wait, 8, 12, 14. I do apologize. I got nervous, guys, because I knew you were like waiting to know.
Carry the two. Oh, subtract the one.
It's like teaching my niece to count. Anyway, let's move on. So yeah.
Your niece isn't even two.
She's not even two. Oh God, don't judge me.
Sorry, guys.
But yes, these, I love the normal, the weightless cover concealer.
Yes.
I've been a fan of that for donkey's years since it's been kind of around, and I use it in my pro kit a lot in addition with other concealers. So I was very excited to try this, Lindsay, and I've been kind of having a play with it all this weekend. I am currently the shade medium light. Mm-hmm. Neutral. The shade range is great, and again the packaging's nice.
Yes,
now let's get to whether or not it's good. So for me, I think this will be, again, depending on what you look for in your concealer. Obviously this is full coverage, so you know, if you're looking to, I had quite conveniently a massive spot this weekend.
Good for you.
A beast.
Your commitment to this podcast,
I know, I just
is insane.
Yeah, I can just make myself of a spot when
blows
I need to test something. So I tested it on that, and as I presumed, it kind of covered to a point, but then it wasn't quite waxy enough in the way,
because
like,
it's a liquid, right?
It's a liquid.
Very, very liquid.
But what I will say is it's quite a thick liquid and it's quite stiff. So the consistency, I think especially if you have really oily skin, you're probably going to love this.
Right.
I definitely liked it, but for me, I'm still going to choose my weightless cover concealer over this. And my reason being, when I put it under my eyes, I had to have a lot of moisturizer on underneath. It was very... It's not like it even dries quick, like Touche Eclat or something like that.
Like
it just, you have to work.
The Bobbi concealer that came out earlier this year. Did you try that? Their under eye concealer. I like it, but it is drying. And everyone said, basically, you've got a LARP on the moisturizer.
Yes,
but the coverage the correction and the coverage is beautiful.
Well, and that's the with this, you get the coverage. You will get the coverage. You're going to be able to hide, you know, under eye circles.
I know, it says you can cover tattoos, right?
Well, I think they're claiming this is
the... I haven't got it with me.
We'll do that in a bit, guys, and get back to you.
Yeah, we'll do that on Instagram, actually. You will see.
And it lasted. But again, I think for me, I was aware very quickly that I had to work it so much so that it didn't look like
Does
I had product.
Does it set quickly? Did you have to work quite quickly?
Yes, and I think that's part of the problem in a way.
I have a question.
Question.
I have my hand in the air because I have a question. I found with the All Night Foundation, which I love for filming.
Right.
I think it's really great. The All Nighter is really good for filming because it's very, very, very heavy coverage.
Yeah.
But it doesn't oxidize. It's the same as the Fenty foundation. So when it goes on, when it dries down like half a shade darker.
Right. This didn't do that.
Okay. That was my question, because I think a lot of people, and it is a weird thing because I'm very much of a mind that I want something to look like it looks like in the tube, whether it's a lipstick, whether it's nail polish, whether it's foundation. I don't want to have to play a guessing game because I buy a lot of my makeup online. A lot of women do these days. It's tricky when you can't tell exactly what something is, or, you know, if you've got to return it to the shop.
Yeah.
That's hard for people if you've got commitments. And I know a lot of people said that the all-nighter oxidized and it went the wrong color, and it wasn't oxidization. It's actually... when it dries down, because it dries down to set to such an intense, you know, lasting set. Obviously it has to, that moisture has to go away because that's what makes it last. But that made it dry down to a different color. And a lot of the complaints that you read about online are that. So I was really curious as to whether they fixed that problem with this. It sounds like they have.
I think these are very true to the Weightless Cover Concealer. I mean, they're the same shade names. And for me, I knew which shade I was. I picked it. I was like, yeah, that's my shade.
Yeah.
I just think there's a little bit of work involved. Okay. So maybe perhaps if you have an oily skin, there won't be that same work.
Yeah.
So maybe this is more targeted at a slightly oilier skin. But
I'm really interested to see how this goes. I did hear a rumor, and I hate to spread.
I hope it's not true.
I did hear a rumor that they're doing away with the other concealers, but they haven't done away with Naked Skin Foundation, and they sell Naked Skin Foundation and Naked Skin Concealer, and then they have All Nighter Foundation. It would make sense that they have an all-nighter concealer.
I think there'd
concealer.
Be an uproar if they did.
I think there would be an uproar. They have done away with one of my previous highlights of the week, the 24/7 concealer pencils. Devoed. I was at Urban Decay. I went to their office and I was in the press cupboard, and I was like, where's your pencils? Where's your pencils? And they were like, what do you mean? These are our pencils. I'm like, yeah, your concealer pencils. And they're like, oh yeah, no, they discontinued. We've not got any at all. I that scream was heard around the world. So I was really hopeful that this would replace those pencils for me, not for convenience sake, obviously, because it's not a
I'm
going to
keep
pencil.
Playing with it this week and kind of see, just experiment more with it, because I can see the longevity is there and I think the coverage is there. I just don't know if it's... I mean, the problem is I always like a lighter concealer anyway. Yeah. So that's the thing. It's a preference thing for you. Yeah. You might love this.
I'm curious. I haven't had a chance to play with it. I do have it. I've also been breeding a spot for testing purposes.
Just for thought. You guys.
Just for you guys. Not just because I spent all week eating Southern barbecue and you're like, get in my belly. So I will have a go with it. And I'm definitely going to test its tattoo coverage. Claims, and we will put that on our Instagram, on Full Coverage Pod on Instagram, so definitely look for that, because we'll get that bad boy tried and tested. I've got something else. I've got loads of new news.
There's so many new things. Now it's Christmas, everything is coming out.
Yeah, and now that it's Christmas, everything's gold and shiny and good. It's like living on the Mad Max Fury Road. That's a slightly dated reference, but it's okay.
We've got the one-handed issue here, guys.
We've got the one-handed issue. So a lot of you will know Farsali. I never know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It was an Instagrammer, YouTuber who started her own brand of skincare. She couldn't find what she wanted. It's fantastic. I loved the rose gold elixir.
The serum, that
was
beautiful.
I loved that so much. I use it all the time. It's on my bedside table. I use it on the reg. So I was very, very excited to hear that they were bringing out a highlighter. Can you even believe it, you guys?
Another one for her collection, guys.
Oh,
she can't
so
stop herself.
I can't. I've got a problem. It doesn't matter.
No control.
They sent us this. I have to disclose that. I didn't even buy it. But that's what's stupid of them, because I would have done.
Joke's on them.
Joke's on you. I'm sorry. Still love me.
So still send me the free highlighter goodness.
Thank you. We love you. So this is the Farsali Jelly Beam Illuminator in Glazed. And it is, they call it an innovative highlighter that applies like a gel but sets like a powder, leaving behind the elusive wet satin glow. It's like they went into my brain and they pulled out words. and they also recommend you can use it on its own. You can mix it with foundation. You can mix it with the rose gold elixir. As I just mentioned, that they said you can apply it anywhere, which actually would be stunning.
Yeah. Texture's amazing.
And it's got all the skincare goodness that's in the other Fotsali products. It is $40.
Yeah.
Which is not cheap. It sold out on its first launch.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it sold out immediately.
Wow.
But it's coming back in stock on November 27th.
Right.
So this is another one to mark your calendars. It's Fotsali.com. I think Sephora, but definitely Fotsali.com. November 27th. If you are a highlighter lover, you're going to... I don't want to say you're going to wet yourself, but you might wet yourself a little bit.
It's a fair assumption. It's two hands.
It's a two-handed job.
So it's a two-handed job.
Like the packaging is very pretty, but just...
Yeah, it's problematic. So in the word of my favourite word of 2017, my least favourite word of 2017, it's problematic. The packaging is beautiful. Yeah. It is a flat...
I like to wobble it.
Yeah, it's like a flat acrylic jar with a gorgeous rounded off flat gold lid.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Very, very shallow jar. But
that's a lot of product in there. Don't worry about being shallow.
Oh,
like, you're
huge.
Not going to need a lot.
What I'm saying is it's hard to get the lid on and off without globbing it all over yourself.
And don't, for the love of God, tilt it.
Don't move it. It says jelly, and it is, but it's more like...
It's, liquid jelly.
You know when you went to the fridge and you were like, Nana, can I have some jelly? And she's like, it's not set yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wobbled it and you're like, it is, Nan. And she's like, it's not. It needs another hour.
That's the best description, Kel, because that is such a good description.
Sorry to just jelly everyone. Or jello, if you will.
Yeah.
It's like not quite set jelly.
I love it. Almost looks like a food ingredient.
Oh,
but
God,
like,
it's so beautiful.
Oh, my God, it's stunning.
It is the most beautiful, pale, champagne-y gold.
I like the acrylicness of the jar as well. The fact that when you look through, to me, the packaging is beautiful. I just know why some people are going to be like, this is really messy.
Oh, some people are going to open it in such a hurry and they're going to cob it all down themselves. It's going to go all over themselves, all over the floor, all over the cat. I'm not saying that happened to me. It might have done. Belle looks especially shiny. The product itself, I absolutely love. You need the tiniest of drops,
which is always good,
the most beautiful sheen, and it is like a champagne gold. It's absolutely stunning.
It's peachy, which is nice.
It's so kind to skin, and I do feel like it's very versatile.
She's dabbing on herself right now. She's talking while like dancing herself.
It's like, make me gold. I'll look like gold member by the end.
I'll be like, there is a step too far.
I love gold.
Again, check the Instagram, and if it happens, I will post it.
It's
there.
So beautiful.
But I like this as well, that you could mix it into your foundation.
It's
you can
very
put it on
versatile.
Top. You can put it on your body. I feel like there's a lot you can do with this,
it's
and a little goes a long way.
In the sense of the cover effects, highlighters are, but the texture is more. It's more fun and
it's
different.
It's like a souffle.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly
it's
what
like
it is. It's a highlighting souffle, and goddamn, it's Christmas. If you can't have souffle at Christmas, when can you?
Amen.
But I really love this. I just wish the packaging was easier to manage, but I think it's a beautiful, beautiful product.
Yeah.
And they've knocked it out of the park, and I'm dead happy about it, because now I'm really excited to see what else they're going to do.
Yeah.
Gooden. It's a gooden. So we've got two more bits of new news before we move on to all of our gifting extravaganzas. One, dead quick, Elemis. If you're an Elemis fan, and I am, massive, massive, massive Elemis fan, always got something of theirs in my skincare routine, whether it's the Pro Collagen Marine Cleansing Balm or the Pro Collagen Marine Cream. They're the
love
two that,
that
I tend to go
and
for
the
most.
I love Elemis.
I just, honestly, I don't think I've ever not liked something they do. Like papaya
so
enzyme
good.
Mask, I love so much. The rose mask, anything Pro Collagen Marine.
Yeah, I was going to say, even Dave steals that when I have that.
No, it's so good. I had to move to the Rich when I moved out to LA.
Yeah, I just had normal, I think.
But I think it's great. I love the SPF 51 for daytime if I'm just running around. I think it's great. But at the minute, if you go to Elemis.com and check out, they have a gift set with Pop and Suki, which is like a super cool hipster girl, cool girl bag
Kegel
brand, basically.
Bags.
Yeah, Suki Waterhouse and her friend Poppy, which is probably doing Poppy a massive injustice because I think she might be really the brains of the behind the brand. But regardless, Pop and Suki, like Bezzy Mates, who make these super, super cool camera bags. You see them on all the cool girls on your Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they have got together with Elemis to make a gift set for Christmas. I am talking so fast. I'm sorry, guys.
It's too exciting.
I'm too excited. but yeah, it is. So the it's Makeup Enhancing Glow Girl Heroes Collection.
Clever.
And it's $180. And I don't know if it's in the UK. I will find out for you and I will check. But It must be, because Elemis is a British brand. If it isn't, we need to have words. But it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, it's $180, but it includes an absolute ton of product.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got the new oil in, and I really like that. I've tried. Yeah. I like their facial oils, actually.
Elemis always give you a lot for your money when they do sets as well. Yeah. One thing I've realized with Elemis is if you're looking to kind of like try kind of a mix of things within the brand, yes, go for the gift sets because you always get great, yeah, value for money.
And this is a good one because you've got the oil, and if you're new to facial oils, I think theirs is a good one to start with because, yeah, it's not heavy, it absorbs really
the
quickly.
The superfood oil is that.
This is the pro collagen oil.
I like superfood in my kit as well, actually, when I'm starting with someone's base, and if I feel like I know I'm going to do the eyes first, sometimes, yeah, I'll whack a load of that on the skin,
pop it on and
let
it
sink in, and then I just remove any residue if, yeah, they've got a drier skin.
If I'm having a, because I've been getting back on the retinols, the old retinols.
She's back on the retinols.
Back on the old retinols now, the sun's gone away, because I have a prescription because where I have my acne, but I don't like to use it when it's really, really hot and sunny because obviously it's not great for the old skin when there's sunshine. But yeah, I'm back on it, so my skin's been quite dry. So if I'm on an off night of the retinols, I love to oil it up, and I'll pop that on top of the marine cream, and I really like it. But anyway, back to this gift set, because I'm an idiot, I can't remember anything. You get a Pop and Suki makeup bag.
Cute.
So it's a millennial pink leather, and it is leather, Napa leather.
Oh, nice.
Makeup case for $180,
really,
which I know sounds like a lot of money, but as a Christmas present, yeah, or as a newbie, and we would have included this in our Christmas roundup, but it's gonna sell out.
Yeah,
so it's new
get
news.
There quick.
Get in there. Plus, they've got a bunch of like special offers on at the minute. Where, yeah, if you spend X, you get X.
Yeah.
So, like you were saying, there's just always something new to try from Elemis. So I was really happy about that. And we'll be getting my own mitts on one. Because, yeah, I said, can you send us one? And they said no. Which I thought was reasonable, to be fair. But you know what I mean? If you don't ask, you don't get. Yeah. Yes. And then my last bit of new news. Recently, it was the makeup show. It was the makeup,
yes,
show LA. So the makeup show, for those of you who don't know, it is a trade show for people in the beauty industry. It's pretty easy to get a ticket, I would say. You know, you can be a blogger, and,
yeah,
that makes you, you're included. They let us in. So we went along, and I went to the press preview day and saw the preview with James Vincent, who is their creative director. And he's basically head king of the makeup show. Head king. That's his official title. I love James Vincent. He is a makeup artist who worked with everybody. He's just the best. I didn't know he'd worked with Fenty as a consultant. Yeah, he'd worked on a lot of the product with Fenty, which I was really curious to know. And if you ever get a chance to go to a makeup show, they travel around a lot. So go to themakeupshow.com and check it out. I've got product peeling off my hands because I have so much stuff on me. Sorry, James. I love the makeup show. It's one of my favorite trade shows or beauty shows to go to because it is actually all about the beauty and not about everything and the noise around the beauty. There's always really interesting seminars and talks. This year's James was fantastic. They did a lot of seminars for up and coming makeup artists, from how to build a kit through to how to brand yourself, how to stand out in a business. And they talked about it. Yeah, they talked a lot about how that, you know, resource wasn't there when they were coming,
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, even for me, it was,
yeah,
like,
exactly,
you know,
you had to go to school and, yeah, that was it. And that was hard and that limits people. Whereas now there's so much information that it's hard to stand out from the crowd.
Yeah.
So that's what they were talking about, is how to be individual, how to be someone worth talking about, basically. And I really loved that message because it was very much that, you know, it's like there's a look that's,
yeah,
popular right now, but that might not be your look. What's your look?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're that's a really nice. Good example of that as a makeup artist. Like,
I hope so.
Well, I think I would, and I know that's because I know you now, but I feel like I can
slightly
look
biased.
Yeah, and I look at your things, but I feel like I can look at your work and I know it's your work.
Oh, that's
whereas
nice.
I think there's a lot of makeup artists where I can't necessarily tell that.
Yeah.
And that was very much what the theme of the show was this year. Plus, if you get a ticket and you go to the show, obviously because it's a trade show, there's
you
a lot
the
of
discounts.
Brands there with very big discounts. I spied a Charlotte Tilbury stand this year.
Oh, really?
So I'm not sure if they've been there before.
Interesting.
But that was very interesting, yeah.
Well, when I first started out, actually, I remember the makeup trade show they used to have in London. That was where I'd buy all my brushes, I'd buy things in bulk from. MAC were always there, so they were a great one to like stock up on lashes, stock up on like face and bodies. I remember me and friends would go and then we'd buy like three face and bodies each and then just like take our little Muji pots shops and mix them all in and stuff, so we had a good range. But they are a great place actually to get discounts, get great advice.
Yeah, we'll link to Makeup Show below so you can check it out. And James actually has launched his own range, which people have been asking for so long, like, when are you gonna launch something, James? And he's gone totally, I say totally left field, it's not if you know him and you follow his work, but he, instead of launching a color range, he's launched a range of sprays and candles to he's into sort of his witchy nice. Crystals well-being healing area, which I love that that's how he's nice. Decided to progress, and he's sort of so that you can set a safe space around your kit and around your client.
That's
and you
lovely.
Can create a healing, because he talked very much about how makeup and being a makeup artist is self-care.
Well, you're kind of a therapist at the same time as being a makeup artist.
So I love that that's what he's done with his he's had this opportunity, and that's just where he's taken it, which I loved. And I'll link to his website below so you can check that out for yourself.
I have one more cheeky plug, Lindsay.
Oh my god. Into the sea with you. And it's only out the door. Get in the sea.
It's just a little one. I just wanted to say that my blog update, after talking about it for blimmin' ages, is actually now live, guys. So it's still just www.harrymakesitup.com. I would love for you to go and check it out. And let me know what you think. So
it's not a little one. It's a massive one.
Cheeky plug over.
It's amazing. That should have been first, actually. It's dead pretty. I've had the opportunity to have a little
look. You've like seen the process the whole it's way through. Poor exciting. Lindsay, I was like, what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
But if you're a tech nerd and a grammar nerd and a word nerd and an everything nerd, I might be a nerd. It's been quite exciting. I was like, oh, let's move that text left. Let's move it right. Let's put it exactly how you
what
had it in
you
the
told
beginning.
Me? Justified. Justified. I had we to justified. Learn what that meant, readers.
We left justified
That's
the text.
The best thing of having a busy mate who's an author comes in handy.
It just like knows how to plug.
Just
Apple
don't compare
day.
My writing to Lindsay. Thank you, please.
Oh, please. It's beautiful, and I'm dead proud of you.
Thanks,
Chuck.
Bo.
It looks so nice.
Okay, shmushy gushy over.
Yeah. We love each other, you guys.
So Christmas is around the corner. It is gifting chaos. Have you seen the advert yet?
No, but I heard it's on the television.
My sister sent me the photo. Yeah, for me, as soon as the Coca-Cola truck is there, I'm there. So yeah, you're going to be seeing a lot of offers. I mean, they're probably, if you're signed up to any of the newsletters for your favorite brands, you're probably already getting notifications about upcoming.
Quite frankly, could already stand to not see the words Black Friday ever again as long as I live. I mean, just
thing
saying.
Is, the problem is, if you do it right, so I feel like I've got a few key bits of advice with this, guys, because first of all, I don't know about you, but whenever something's on sale,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Never want the sales stuff. I always want the full price stuff.
I'm a monster.
So
like that.
Have a think what you actually need and what you actually use, and be quite kind of cut. Again, this comes back to bad angel, good angel, because I can hear Lindsay nodding, and in her head she's going, buy it all.
Yeah, whereas but if there's like, 20% off,
let me give you some practical advice, dear readers. Let me save you some moolah.
It's not time to be practical. It's Christmas.
No, Lindsay, we have to, what's the word? Compromise. No,
do you know what Jeff said to me the other day? Dear listeners, do you know what Jeff said to me the other day? We were walking around this really cute, as it's affectionately known, shit shop in Atlanta, which basically is just a shop that sells nothing but
tat.
Yeah, tat, but like classy hipster cool tat.
Right.
And he was like, oh my God, why have I brought you in here? I'm not going to get you out. And I was like, but I need all the things. Look at the things. They're all such. And they were amazing things. They had a little bowl that was just a tiny little ceramic bowl that just had sort of newsprint lettering on it, written on it, and it was like paper clips, jelly beans, antidepressants, coins I don't know which country they're from, and just printed all the way around it. And he was like, you want that so badly. And I was like, I want it so badly.
He's like, get out.
And I successfully left by just buying a greetings card.
Well, that's progress.
So I was very proud of myself.
That's progress.
But I did tell him to go back there and buy all my Christmas presents.
Well, there you go.
But what I'm saying is, we were in there and I was like, you know how you're terrible at buying presents? I love you. But you know how you're terrible at buying presents? Here. Just come here.
Yeah.
And he said to me, the man I allegedly, supposedly supposed to be spending the rest of my life with, he said, I'm only buying you things you need for Christmas.
No woman wants what they need. I mean, when I say, to be fair, I hear you, but when I say what you need, I'm doing air quotes, obviously, because I'm saying, if, for example, you don't wear lipstick, don't go and buy lipstick. Look for the eye, if eye palettes is your thing, start looking on Sephora, start looking at the brands you like, make a little list and sign up now, if you haven't already, for their newsletters. Yeah. That way you'll be the first to know. And sometimes if you're like VIPs or you're part of their mailing list, usually you get the offer a day before as well, or there's some kind of extra incentive. So that would be my first tip if you're looking to kind of get in with the disc. Method in the madness?
No, there wasn't. Because then he was like, I'm not buying you any more makeup. You don't need any more makeup. I'm like, yeah, but...
Just tell me you don't wear lipstick and you only wear
iced. You don't need more than one pair of shoes. But you choose to have more than one pair of shoes.
Well, you do actually need one pair of shoes. More than one pair of shoes, actually.
Do you know what I mean? I was making a point.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you tried.
I was furious.
Well, I think that's my first tip. And I think as well, it's... Because I think as well, obviously Black Friday and the Cyber Weekend, you know, really it is about online. So, and I think for me, I do like the idea of sitting at my sofa with my cup of tea, with banana biscuit.
Cruising around
the internet.
Yeah.
That's how I'm doing it. So newsletters is definitely where I would start. And then me and Lindsay, we've got a couple of picks of things that we've kind of been eyeing up, because obviously there's going to be multiple kind of gift sets that will be like exclusive to Christmas or the holiday season. I think that was the other tip I was going to say, was if you're looking to try a brand,
now is a great time
because you're going to get the gift sets and you'll probably get more for your money than what you would do if you buy things individually.
Especially in the States, Ulta and Sephora do amazing sample size sets over the holidays. So you can get, Sephora Collection does all those great...
The perfume, the lip
Sephora Favorites, where you can get like, give me some nude or something, that's all the nude lipsticks that they have, and they have all the mascara. I love that mascara kit that they do every year,
where
it's like
great.
8 sample mascaras or something ridiculous, and they're all fantastic. Because how many people use a mascara before it goes dry anyway?
I do.
Shut up. How many people listening use a mascara before it goes dry? So I really love that's an option there. And Ulta have some amazing deals. I could have spent hours in that place in Ulta.
Yeah.
The one near me, I do not like. It is busy and it's always messy, and they don't take care of their store, and I want to talk to someone in charge.
Right.
But I won't, because that'll get me kicked out. But the one in La Quinta near Palm Springs was absolutely beautiful. Ooh. It was brand new and everything was shiny and exciting and everyone was really helpful. And they have some amazing deals. And I know in England, like, you can go to the counters, everyone has everything. Benefit has some gorgeous sets this year.
They always do great sets.
Really fun stuff. I did see something that they'd had a voluntary recall on their Gimme Brow product. Yeah, which is devastating for them, because I mean, for me, because I love Gimme Brow.
But
for everyone who has it, it was a voluntary recall. I don't think if you're using it and you have it, your eyes are going to fall off, but do feel free to like check out their website for more information. But it's meant they've had to pull some of their products and their gift sets, but their gift sets are always really good value for money. Yeah.
Beautifully packaged.
Absolutely
really
stunning. Just gifts ready to be given, which I love. We've pulled up some of our favorites. I've got so many favorites.
Lindsay's is like a disgustingly large pile.
Mine's obscene. But so basically I was in Ulta on my own. Shouldn't be allowed. Spent some money. And also we recently had the Sephora 20% off for Rouge VIB. So I got a bit carried away there as well. So they're the things I would like to talk about. Where should we start? I don't know where to start. There's too many things.
I mean, you've got a lot of lips. So maybe it's categories. Maybe we do eyes first.
Do eyes first.
We could do eyes first.
Let's start from the cheapest.
That's a good idea.
So I managed to get my mitts on the ColourPop Golden State of Mind, which is the palette that launched in Sephora, because they're in Sephora now.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can actually go and play with the makeup.
Yep, it's not in every store, I don't think, and it's not the full range that
you'll
get on
the website. Yes, it's just like an edit.
But did you see the Supernova Liquid Shadows on the website?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, man.
The gift set one.
No, they were like,
they've done the super shock. Is it the super shock?
No, it's supernovas. They're like liquid
powder.
Just liquid eyeshadow. Oh,
okay,
man.
She's going to text me that later.
Yep, and we'll I've ordered some, so we'll be talking obviously about this soon. Oh, they're stunning.
I love that I'm the makeup artist, and yet you own more makeup than I do.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I think it's hilarious. I love it.
I'm actually dreading doing my taxes next year, because last year I was like, I have to cut this down. And even though I'm like, it's a work expense, and my accountant is like, if they ever audit you, like, we're going to have so many conversations about this. But I'm like, it is work.
We might have to delete this episode then.
It's work. This episode proves that it's work. But yeah, this year's been bad and next year has to be better. So anyway, Golden State of Mind, ColourPop Shadow Palette from Sephora. It obviously the cheaper end of the spectrum because it's ColourPop. It's got a little magnet in the
Nice. I like how thin it is. If it has to be cardboard, I prefer it to be thin than really thick and bulky.
Even though it's got the little magnet, I think that's nice on their shadow palette.
Okay.
As far as I know, might not be.
Yeah.
So I really like this. We're going to do some wee mass again. It's 15 shades. They're all in sort of for the majority are sort of a goldeny, browny, nudie, plummy, I don't know. It's a golden state of mind. They're golden. But there is a silver, there is a white.
Very
there's
festive.
Quite a lot of silver frost.
I think if beautiful. That's beautiful. If you like metallics, you'll love this.
If you like
this
metallics, it's basically
I love this purple.
I know, the plummy colours, gorgeous.
Plummy's amazing.
I think if you like something like an Urban Decay Naked, but you were like, oh man, I wish that was massively, massively glittery. This is the palette for you. I mean, it's all shimmers. It is all shimmers, every single one.
They're very pigmented.
They look like they're going to be glitter, but they're not. It is shimmer.
No, it's pressed.
But it is extremely shimmery. I think if you might want to use this with something, you might need a matte to even it out. I really like it. I know some people were like, oh, I don't think the pigment and the product is as good as it is in the regular ones.
I think the pigment's good. I think some people probably will just be like, I wish it had some matte ones.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the quality of it at all. I think it's totally fine. I think it's very Christmassy. That's
very
silver.
I mean, even as you move it, it's like very Instagrammable.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And I was really pleased. And I got 20% off. So
happy days.
It was practically free. So my next one was actually one of my Ulta purchases. It was a $48 hair. It wasn't any doll hairs. $48 palette, but it says it's an $85 value. I'm
nice.
Not sure how they're working that out. But what I do know, it's from It Cosmetics. It's called It Girl. And the top is encrusted with diamonds.
I kind of hate that though, I've got to be honest.
Oh, it's tacky as.
It's tacky as.
It's tacky AF.
It's like a little clutch bag,
oh god, it does. It looks like a clutch that my nana or my auntie Hazel would have had.
Like what you would have got from Accessorize. Sorry,
they are all individually pressed in crystals because one fell out when I took it out of the box. So we're not overwhelmed.
Not
with
the packaging. I'm expecting this to be good, Kel.
It's going
to
be a two-hander.
Put the mic down.
I've got to drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
Okay,
drop that. She's opening and we're in.
Ooh.
Okay, nice. Okay, it's all good, guys. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's. I think it's really,
this is great for
really
travel.
Beautiful. It's super versatile.
Really nice.
If you're going away for Christmas, if you're traveling to family or whatever, and you've got to sit in your in-law's house and pretend not to listen to their political views, this is the palette you want with you while you're smiling and nodding and going like, oh, that's a really interesting point, Auntie Eileen. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. It's similar tones to the ColourPop in that it's your browns. You love your browns.
A lot. I mean, to me, they're very Tom Ford colours, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's really good, actually.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought
they
about
really
that.
Are like the little, if you imagine, or the Charlotte Tilbury quads. I feel like they're almost the same size as the Charlotte Tilbury quad, but two of them.
Eyeshadow quads. There is a blush that is one of their ombre blushes.
Yeah, it's like the highlighter.
Almost
sort
a highlight
of like,
at the top. And then each of the quads also has a matte, they call it the eye foundation, but it's just basically
it's like an eye
a matte eye base that's twice the size of the smaller pan so that you can go all over the lid with that and then go in with the colour. The colours are beautiful. It's these two quads.
That is stunning. So happy with when you opened that. I was really worried at first. I was like, Lindsay, what are you doing?
You've got the cool tone brown on one side, then a warmer tone brown on the other. Two shimmers, two mattes in each side. I think it's absolutely amazing. Same thing. I looked at the front of it and I was like, oh, I don't know. And then when I actually opened it, I thought, oh, that's really, really, really nice. I just think it's so versatile. I think I'm definitely going to be using that a lot over the holidays because there's just so many looks.
Yeah, that really is lovely.
You can do a lot with
it.
And
I feel like all the pans make me really happy. My pet peeve is when like we were saying with the Gigi thing, when they're like, the most random ratio of pan to different kind of product.
Yeah, everything here makes sense. Well done, I think it would work for all ages. I think you could give it to your mom, you could give it to your nan, you could give it to your little sister, you could keep it for yourself. And I
again,
really like
bad
it.
Devil Lindsay on your shoulder.
But it's so practical. Anyway.
Oh dear.
So you can go next.
Yeah, so the next one that we've both been trying as well is, and we were saying Urban Decay is becoming the new MAC in the sense of how often they bring out products. We're both really finding that Urban Decay are storming it with their launches. Yeah,
I thought we were done for holiday with the heavy metal palette, which was stunning.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, that for me was like Christmas in a bowl.
Yep.
So this one is their Distortion palette. So again, we're getting really good at opening things one-handed
now.
Brand new,
not even out yet.
So this is 15 colours, and basically you can kind of alter the effect of the shadow by using the top shades, which have like a kind of highlightery, shimmery, I don't know how to describe it. What's the best way to describe
it? Shade.
A shift,
yeah.
That's it.
So yeah, the palette's gonna be $48. It's launching in the beginning of December.
Cool.
And yeah, what it is what it is it's the palette, and it's got these 10 shades which are very, very classic
15
Urban
shades.
Decay. Well, no, I'm not.
Wait.
No, don't.
Oh no,
don't
sorry.
Cut me off.
Sorry.
Don't cut me off, difficult eyes.
I was just really excited that I got the count right. I was like, no, there was 15. So, go on, explain
honestly,
it.
I can't take her anywhere. So there's the 10 color shades, which
sorry.
Are very classic Urban Decay. Don't be sorry. Just listen and learn.
Shut up and listen.
Just shut up and listen. So there's some, you know, like blackouts, obviously not new. There's one called Shag that's silver, but the really classic Urban Decay, so there's the green, reminds me a lot of Mildew, which I used to love from Urban Decay.
Oh, it's very like autumn winter. I feel like
yeah,
there's some great
green,
shades
there's
in there
blue,
for autumn.
There's a plummy purple, a pink, there's a matte jet black, a matte gray, the shiny silver, there's a pretty orange velvet. I love this velvet color that's
yeah that's
a
beautiful
reddy. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, so then you've got all those colors which are great and very usable. And then on top, there are 5 shifter shades. So these are, it's almost like putting duochrome
yes.
on top of it. So it's-
You can
it's,
create your own effect.
Yes, it's creating your own effect. So you can shift any of the shades in the palette with the, oh goodness, look, I'm turning this black. Blackout
wow,
is black.
Wow, that is so
and
pigmented.
And then, so you would take blackout and then you would take-
Lindsay's doing a DIY
doing
in front of my
DIY.
Face.
And then you would cover it with the shifter
that's
shade.
So pretty. And it goes
and
like
it makes
blue.
It like a duochrome, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, and they've all got different tones. So there's sort of a yellow, a green, a blue, a pink, and a peach, a champagne-y color. So the possibilities are, to someone who can't do maths,
endless.
Someone who can do maths would be able to take this and give you like a number.
Some kind of like Pythagoras theorem on
yeah, it. Yeah, but there's like a million different options with it. And also the shifter shades are pretty on their own as well, if you want that sort of
yeah.
opalescent finish.
Really cool. And I think unless you kind of like, I think it's fair to say when some people buy eyeshadow palettes, they don't really read the back or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, I like the
yeah,
colors, I'll buy it.
That.
Whereas I think this, keeping that in mind, like Lindsay said, you do get so many more variations
yeah.
of possibilities with the looks.
And it's something different. I think,
yeah,
you know, how many palettes have we seen that are just like, eyeshadow palettes. And I was
creative.
A bit like, oh, I wonder what Urban are going to do next, because I loved heavy metals because that was different and very them. But then I was like, you know, I don't want to see another Naked palette. I don't want, you know, Naked Heat was great, but Naked Smoky, Naked Heat, Naked
yeah.
1, 2, 3, Basics, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is so interesting. And it's so them again.
Yeah,
I
is.
Love
it's really
that it's
brand.
So them. It feels kind of 90s, but in a good way. Like it's got that sort of do-it-yourself, play with makeup.
Yeah, I think
edge.
It's a really nice, again, it's a nice nod towards having a play with makeup.
Yeah. And a really good one for awesome. Sort of either massive makeup fans or your younger makeup fans
yeah.
for Christmas. Good gift option.
Definitely. So another, again, a familiar brand that you guys will all know of and you'll know I share a great love for is Elizabeth Arden. I was lucky enough to go to their new press day recently and was very excited to see that they've actually changed up some of their packaging. So for anyone who remembers, obviously, 8 Hour Cream has very cult kind of the red lid with the white packaging, but they've actually changed up their eyeshadow packaging to this really nice like matte smooth
almost
black
nazish.
With silver writing on, really, really lovely. And they've made these palettes where you can actually kind of switch in and out what colors go in with a mirror. And they've brought out these eyeshadow trios. Now the one I've got here is called,
the one you've got there is coming home with me, that's what
it's the purples, that's what we're gonna go. Oh no, you had me at Merlot, that was it.
That's why we like it. It's wine related.
Wine related, always a win. Beautiful, again, festive-y, yeah. Shimmery shades, rich in pigment. This one in particular, which is You Had Me at Merlot 05, is beautiful. And I feel like it's a bit more of a step out of Elizabeth Arden's comfort zone, which is really exciting. They're kind of moving more into exciting colour.
So
again, more experimental textures. So definitely check out these. And again, for anyone, you know, perhaps you have a family member who loves Elizabeth Arden and you want to give them something new and exciting to play with, but it's still within the realms of a classic brand that they know and love. Yeah. Really, really recommend the new products from Elizabeth Arden, in particular the eyeshadows.
Yeah,
so,
it's really classy. Yeah. I love that rose gold colour in the middle.
So
absolutely
pretty.
Gorgeous.
So pretty.
My eyes. Really pretty.
Get on me.
Blues. Some nice autumn blue eyes there, she says, mentioning that she's got blue eyes. Just saying. I don't need any more makeup. Anyway.
Obviously, else you wouldn't be here.
I might have some more. So that's our eyes and our palettes taken care of. I went on a bit of a lip binge. We could call it that. I think it's safe to say.
I think that's safe.
It was inspired actually by one of our listeners who asked if we had tried the Giorgio Armani Ecstasy Shine lipsticks that came out earlier this year. And they're gorgeous to look at. I mean, there's stunning red lacquer tube.
Love
got the old
packaging.
Magnet. Listen.
Oh, there you go.
I did a makeup gasm. It's got the tube.
It's becoming
which I love.
A frequent affair on this show.
I know. And I got this really pretty red.
Very nice.
It's a bit pinky for me, but it's very sheer. It's very shiny. It's an absolutely beautiful lipstick to wear. If you want to keep, you do have to apply
that
it.
That is a lovely gift.
I feel
that's so pretty.
I mean, who wouldn't be happy, Jeff, with receiving one of these? It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's Armani, so you know it's classy.
Yeah.
And you know it's a good win. I mean, it was not cheap because it's Armani.
But it's Armani.
But it's luxe and it's gifting.
Yeah.
I mean, someone was asking me if I thought it was worth it. And I'm like, if you've got the money to spend, yeah, it absolutely is.
Everything's relative when it comes to gift giving as well.
Everything's relative when it comes to...
Don't go over your budget.
Exactly. You have to reapply it.
Unless you're Jeff.
Unless you're Jeff, and then there is no budget, Jeff. You have to reapply it because it's a moisturising, shiny lipstick. It's not going to last forever, but it's a pleasure to reapply.
Well, I think they're always the lipsticks as well that, dare I say it, you don't really need a mirror in front of you. They're a little bit safer. You can kind of smush them
not
in with your lips.
Not with this old red bad boy, but if you've got one of the nude
I just feel like they're a little bit, even with a red, sometimes I feel I can apply it to the middle and then just smush my lips together and then it kind of... gets into the lip
diffuse
shape.
It.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really pretty. I really like it. It's a cracking Christmas gift, if only because of the red lacquer case. It's
very seasonal.
Very on trend. Another lipstick that I bought exclusively for the case. no shame in this game. No
I'm
shame
excited
in this
about
leopard
this.
Print game. So this is the Marc Jacobs.
Oh my God, I might need that.
Oh, honestly, you do. I've not even got it out yet. So this is Marc Jacobs' Christmas special edition lipstick. And it's the cream formula, the lip cream, creme, and it's called Perfect. Oh. It's only a bloody leopard print lipstick. So it's the same.
I'm guessing this is limited edition as well.
It's limited edition.
You want to get your hands on this
it's
quick.
It's the lip cream, which I love his lip cream formula. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. It's got the old chunk magnet
and it's got a
case.
Satisfying click.
Such a satisfying clip. Satisfying weight. It's a leopard print lipstick case, and inside is the prettiest, most wearable nude you ever did see. Because when I saw the case, I'm like, it's going to be bright red, and it's going to be too much, and it's going to be all a bit Bette Lynch, and I'm going to get really upset.
Yeah.
I still would have bought it. but it's the prettiest, most wearable nude, and I absolutely love it. And again, it's Marc Jacobs. It's
stunning
premium tier pricing, but it's absolutely gorgeous.
That's a special gift. Again, I think if you're a makeup lover that has everything, this is something really impressive.
It's Christmas Day. You've just had your dinner. Let's say you've gone somewhere for Christmas dinner. You need to put your lipstick back on after eating all the turkey
point.
In the world. And you're like, oh, excuse me, friends. Let me just whack out my massively amazing leopard print lipstick.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
So good.
That would
be
a really good Bezzy Mate present.
I love that.
I think that would be, like, I would get that for my friend Terry if she ever wore nude lipsticks, which she doesn't because she wears red because she's selfish.
And did they have many shades in that packaging?
No, it's just this.
It's just the one.
The nude.
Okay,
it's just the
interesting.
Nude. But it's so versatile and it's so pretty and I loved it so much.
So good.
That's top of my pile.
Amazing.
Closely behind it, same thing, limited edition packaging for Crimblemas. and it's also a nude. You don't need both these lipsticks, guys.
Ooh,
but
so nice.
This is the NARS Audacious Formula.
Which are amazing. Yep. I love the Audacious Formula.
And it's in Anita. And guess what?
There's a theme.
But whereas the usual NARS Audacious lipsticks come in the beautiful black packaging,
this is beautiful.
This
gold.
Is gold.
And there's almost like gorgeous. A, what do you call it? Like when it's not shiny, it's like a matte gold.
No,
which
it's
is
like
really cool.
It's like satin. That's like one. A satin sheen.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And again, the Anita shade. I think there might be two shades in this. I would have to check because it's actually part of the Man Ray collection,
which is going to sell out. So I reckon
definitely
get your mitts
Ron,
on it
don't
quick.
Walk. Again, it's another nude, but this is pinkier than
beautiful.
The Marc Jacobs. It's actually slightly better on me because it's a bit pinkier, so it brings yeah. out more colour in my cheeks. The Marc Jacobs looks amazing with a smoky eye.
Yeah.
But this is just a really pretty, wearable pink everyday nude. And I think that's actually really smart to take yeah. a really special edition packaging and then make the lipstick yeah. every day.
Makes that a bit more special.
It's genius
yeah.
because I can use this every single day all year and it will make me so happy.
So
again,
nice.
NARS. Not bargain basement pricing,
but
absolutely
beautiful
gorgeous.
Gifts. Yeah, beautiful
it's just
gifts.
Such a good gift. I think all three of those, you'd be on
you couldn't
such
go
a
wrong.
Winner.
Yeah.
I think they're so good.
Definitely.
Which would be your favourite?
I just want the Marc Jacobs one because the packaging, I'm not going to lie. I really want a leopard print lipstick.
Honestly, I played with the NARS and the Marc Jacobs all day when I got them because I'm like, they're so similar. It's just that the NARS is pinker. And yeah. the Marc Jacobs is more of a
stunning.
Nude.
Both are stunning.
And I was like, you don't need both of these at all, but the NARS looks better on me and I know I'll use it more, but the Marc Jacobs is leopard print. So what's a girl to do?
Yeah, you need them both in your
so,
life.
So tough. And then I just have a couple of honourable mentions. Stila have brought out a Glitterati lip top coat. They've got a couple of shades, I think. I have Ignite, which is a sort of plummy pink. And I really, really like it. It's so pretty. It's really light and easy to wear. It's just a shot of shimmer and then glitter to go over the top of whatever lip. I mean, you can wear it on its own, but it yeah. looks stunning like over a red
lip
or over
topper.
A fuchsia.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite lip toppers that I've tried. I've tried a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's similar to the Lime Crime, but I think less drying.
Right.
I really like it. I think that's a really, and that's a much, you know, easier price
yeah.
on the old wallet because it's sealer,
definitely.
So it's more midpoint. I really like that. There's another one we were asked about, which again, honorable mention, slightly less special, but only because they are so special, is the YSL Tatouage Couture yeah. matte stain that came out recently.
A lot of people loving this.
I wasn't sure because, you know, I don't love matte lipsticks. I don't love liquid lipsticks.
Yeah.
Can't get it off me chops. It's so good. I'm a convert and I'm going to get more colours in this formula because I actually loved it. It's so easy to apply because the applicator, and I think that's where this wins.
Yeah, it's such a good applicator.
It's got this sort of, look at it. It's like a flat angled paddle so you can get a really neat line. And it lasts like crazy. I wore it on an Instagram story a couple of days ago and I had so many messages from people asking me what it was, which I don't usually get
yeah.
about lips ever. And I had like 4, 5, 6 messages over the course of the day, which I know isn't many people to like famous people, but to me about my lipstick specifically and not just like, Lindsay, can you see that your oven's still on behind you? That was a big deal. So that was
semi-OCD nuts.
No, I know. Like, I'm like, oh my God, have I left all about the house? I'm like, no, I know. I've just taken something off the stove. It's fine. Don't worry. But yeah. And then I've got the last one that I bought, which again, very, very special. Probably
there's a theme of gold packaging here.
There's
guys
a massive
as well
theme
everything
of gold
has
packaging,
got gold
but this is probably at the top of my top regret end, yeah. list and the top of my spend list yeah so because Sephora had 20% off couldn't really help myself yeah. could I had to get the Tom Ford lip slicks. Now these just launched, I think they're part of the Cruise collection because they're the white with
yes.
the gold. And they are a gloss, a rollerball gloss, basically.
Ooh,
there
rollerball.
Are four shades.
That feels very
yeah.
90s.
So this is it. They're basically a $50 version of that 99p Market lip gloss we've been talking about
oh,
for
no.
the last year. It's beautiful, but it is... It's a windy, twisty stick, which I like. And
is
then
it quite
it's
sheer?
A rollerball. It's very sheer.
Okay.
It's very, very sheer. Have a go. It feels beautiful and it smells beautiful and it feels beautiful and it's beautiful. But it's a 50
How many
quid,
times can you say beautiful?
It's a 50 quid rollerball lip gloss. They're lovely. If you've got money to burn, and some people have, good for you.
I mean, when you blend it, it's just like Vaseline.
Yeah. There's so little product in there when you think about yeah. it too. So
lovely.
I will use it because it's nice. Do you know what I mean? A, because I have it and it's happened now. But I, like, it's pleasant to use. It's really pleasant and it's a big nostalgia kick. But I reckon I probably could have gone down the market, found my Constance Carole tutti frutti fruit salad flavored lip gloss from 1986 and been just as happy. That's probably a miss from me. There's so much better, so many better things you could get from Tom Ford that aren't.
That's what I would say. Go for an eyeshadow palette. Go for a lipstick.
Yeah,
even the eye define. Go for anything.
Go for one of the Lips and Boys mini lipsticks.
Yes,
go for the Clutch lipsticks. They're dinky, but they're great.
So cute.
Don't get the lip slick unless you
lesson learned.
Must have it.
Unless
you must have it. Lesson learned. I bought loads of lipsticks, you guys. They're all dead good. Go buy them. Apart from that last one. That's the capsule review of that section.
That's the end. So we struggled with the song last time,
and
we actually had readers be sad that we didn't
do
the song.
I felt terrible.
Someone was like, never, don't do the song. From this day forward.
I just think it's because I'd put Harry in the sad Care Bear onesie. I think it brought us down.
I was just so tired. Whereas today, I'm committing. So, okay.
Highlight of the week.
There we go. How was that?
I was in school musicals.
We've decided we're
going to
buy a xylophone as well, so it can be like on Grease where they go ding, ding, ding. So we're going to work on that. But until then,
but we did it, you guys.
Highlights of the week. So we do have a joint highlight of the week, which is very exciting. For those of you that don't know, And Other Stories, which is a high street store, actually does makeup. And we have got here the Dazzle Feast Complete Face Palette. And I think, again, probably a lot of people might walk past this and be like, why Lindsay and Harriet? Why?
Yeah, I know, right?
But it's...
Right? Oh my God, right?
It is... First of all, I love the packaging of Another Stories. It's very minimal. It's very chic. It's very unfussy. And this is, for anyone who knows the Makeup Forever, I think it's called the cream like multi-use palette or something like that.
Quad.
This is like that with so many different variations. So there's a gorgeous gold, metallic gold cream, a black, a red, and then a kind of illuminator, sort of pearly white with a hint of gold.
Very, very reminiscent of the... RMS Living Luminizer original shade.
But pigment. These are like full-blown pigment. The gold is stunning. It's one of those ones, again, I think it encourages play. It's really fun. Don't be intimidated by the color combination.
No,
I
love it.
It mixes beautifully, but you can also like have one shade on at a time and it look gorgeous.
Yeah, it's great. I really love the mix of colors. It's nothing I would normally have picked
up.
But I was in Other Stories because I love their clothes as well.
So
and I
good.
Love their scents. They have a really pretty perfume that I love called Punk Bouquet. I think their stuff is so sophisticated for high street.
Massively.
I just think they do such a good job of everything that they do. Everything is so
very ahead of their
executed.
Time. I feel like they're very ahead of the trends, which I quite like.
Yeah, and I love that. And I know they do really good dupes for some very high-end design and stuff, which is great. I see how you feel about that. But I think it's great because I can't afford a $500 acne jumper. So I like it. But I saw this quad and I was looking at the other quads actually. I bought one of the eyeshadows that I thought was a really good dupe for Tom Ford New Dip, which is why I bought it. And then when I got home, I was slightly disappointed with the payoff of the colours in the eyeshadow quads. They're not terrible.
Yeah.
And with a primer, they look great. And if you dampen them a little bit, they're fantastic. But I don't want to work that hard. And it wasn't as good a dupe as I thought it was. So that sort of defeated the object. Because I've got, as I might have mentioned, some eyeshadows already. But I saw this out the corner of my eye. And again, would you believe they were just putting it out for Christmas?
And there she goes again.
Oh, let me have a look at that. And I just thought it was fascinating because what I really loved about it was the black and the red at the top.
Stunning.
They're almost sort of like washed out versions. Like there's just something muted about them, about the red and the black.
Yeah.
And it makes it more wearable in a way.
Yeah.
Because you can use that red in lips. You can use it on cheeks. You can use it on the eyes. Mm. Like I did the red mixed with the black, which sounds hideous. But it just was just a sort of
like a
lash liney, smudgy thing. It was actually really pretty. And I was very, very surprised.
Yeah.
The gold is great as a lip topper or on the eyes.
About on the eyes, that's stunning.
And then that highlighter shade is amazing.
So nice.
And just so that, you know, if my bank manager is listening, it was $15.
Amazing. Yeah, that's just such a good price point for what it is.
I just think it's really, really good and at a price that can't be beat. What's your highlight?
my highlight, Lindsay. So I'm bringing it back to skin a little bit, because I know we've kind of touched on like the Elemis skincare gift sets and various other, obviously there's so many skincare brands that we're doing gift sets, but this is a new discovery as well. So I wanted to mention it, and especially for my fellow peeps who love their natural organic ingredients, etc., the kind of more green beauty route. This is a refining exfoliating toner by Bjork and Berries, which is Swedish eco luxury. It's got white willow bark and betaine. I'm showing the author because I'm like, show me how you, what does it spell?
Yeah, betaine.
Betaine, I've never heard of it. I don't know. Basically, it is a exfoliating toner in the form of AHA acids. It is, and it's AHA and BHA acids. So obviously you're going to make sure you wear your SPF when you're using it. It says you can use it from once a week to, you know, every other day, or pretty much as much as you need it. I am a huge fan of exfoliating toners. The Pixie one I love. I think Clarins do a white jasmine or a white something tonics. It's really nice.
Yeah, the Ordinary do one now as well. That's very good as well.
And this is around, I want to say, the £30 mark, something like that. It's not crazy expensive. The packaging is minimal perfection. It's beautiful. White and gold with black font, and for me, I love a tingle.
Well,
who doesn't love a tingle
at Christmas?
Well, let me explain. Yeah, this is one of those ones when you put it on your face.
Get it on your face, people.
When you get it on your face.
Please don't put it anywhere else.
No.
Just on your face.
You just get that nice feeling it's doing something. There really is that feeling of...
It feels active.
I definitely notice brighter skin. I feel like it's hard to find these kind of products that do come from a more... natural organic origin as well. So I know there are some people that always ask me that question regards to skincare, and I've been trying out their face spray as well, which is their face mist, but this one has become a staple and I will be repurchasing.
I absolutely love the packaging. Stunning. And also it says Bjork on it, which I got dead excited because I'm like, oh my god, Bjork's doing skincare.
Dave said that when Dave saw it. He was like, it's Bjork done skincare.
Well,
like,
is she Swedish? Like, you know, maybe.
I don't think it's Bjork, but I will correct in the show notes if it is.
Yeah, like I must know because if she is, I need to buy everything.
Either way,
she's ever done.
It's very nice.
It's gorgeous. The packaging reminds me a lot of like Byredo.
Yes,
and,
it's lovely.
Juliet has a garden. It looks very so Instagrammable.
Very
Instagrammable. It's so
what
worthy of the ground.
What have you got this week then for your highlight? Have I seen it?
I've mentioned it, but I'm going completely left field. It's not even a product.
What?
It's not a highlighter. It's not a lipstick. I mean, I've already talked about all the makeup. My highlight of the week this week, my friends, is an Instagram account.
Clever.
Right?
Oh, Lindsay Kelk, you've just
I know, right? I was so sly. So my highlight of the week is Hell Yeah Beauty on Instagram. So we just go to Instagram.com or go to your Instagram app and search Hell Yeah Beauty. It is a new beauty account by the lovely Kirby Johnson, who is a beauty person over at Pop Sugar Beauty.
Who we love dearly.
We do love. I just really love her content. I think she delivers stuff in a really honest and entertaining way. We've never actually met in person, which is what's making this creepy. But I'm like, I watched her get her Botox. I watched her get her microblading done. I feel like I've gone through a lot of beauty coming of age instances. Yeah, with Kirby. But I really love the way that she delivers everything and how she presents her content. And Hell Yeah Beauty is her beauty dedicated account that she set up. I think it's really well done. So the way she does everything is she puts up a picture of whatever product, and then she does 3 shots of each product, different angles or swatches, or showing you the inside, showing the ingredients, showing how it looks on, and then she talks about the product in 3 different slides. So it's beautifully presented, which I always love a good Instagram account that's easy to scroll through. She has a real varied selection of product, from the Glossier perfume. She's got the new Glam Glow glitter mask, which I'm trying to get for us to review, but I'm a bit cautious about putting glitter on my face, but Kirby says it's okay, so it's probably okay. She's got the Fenty Stunner lip paint, which, look at that, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it does look beautiful.
But I think she just does a really good job of being really honest, bare bones, information. This is what it is. This is what it does. This is where buy it, and this is how much it costs.
Yeah.
None of her nonsense like us.
No, I was going to say, that's like, she's like the one to go to if we drive you nuts.
Yeah, you could just go to Hell Yeah Beauty and get the information that you were looking for. So I'm really pleased for her that she's launched
so
this, because
cool.
I am a dedicated follower already.
Amazing.
So good work, Kirby. Good work, Hell Yeah Beauty. Can't wait to see what else they do.
Nice. So I think that's pretty much all we've got time for this episode.
I know it's all we've got time for. I'm looking at the clock and it's like difficult eyes. They are sick of us by now.
We've got to wrap it up. But thank you so much for listening, guys. We are loving that you're interacting with the Facebook group, that you're messaging us on socials. We are at Full Coverage.
You can find something at Full Coverage, but it's not us.
You can find us at Full Coverage Pod. You can email us.
You can email.
I literally feel like gone.
Email us.
My precious.
Don't take the Fasali, that's mine. I just put my thumb in it. Oh, my precious, it's definitely time to go.
It's time to go, guys. We will leave all the notes in the show notes as per usual. Thank you so much for listening. Yep. And hit us up with anything that you want us to review, that you want us to talk about. And we will be bringing you a new episode very soon.
Yes, that email address, again, is Full Coverage. No, it's hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. Send us your questions. In a couple of weeks, we're going to record an Ask Me Anything episode again. We already have a bunch of your questions. We want more.
We're Gollum for questions.
If you get 2 seconds in your day and you could possibly stand to spare those 2 seconds, it would be a massive, massive help to the podcast if you could jump on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review and possibly a 5-star rating. We'd feel really good about that.
That would be amazing if you're feeling it.
Christmas is coming and we'd like that, please. I've already bought all the things, so I can't really get any presents.
She can't buy the stars.
Yeah, so 5 stars would be fantastic. But we really appreciate it. As Harry said, we love talking to you all on Twitter and on Facebook. Come join our Facebook group. It's all the lols. And it's just really cool to see all of our beauty girls getting in there together. Definitely. Chatting about the things they love. But that really is it. So thank you so much, guys. We will see you again soon.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.